Stand by for news. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The parent company of Facebook and Instagram is taking action similar to what's been done at X, ending its fact-checking program.
Fact-checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the U.S. So over the next couple of months, we're going to phase in a more comprehensive community notes system.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says restrictions will be lifted on some topics that are part of mainstream discussion to focus more on illegal activity. President-elect Trump just announced $20 billion in new investment from a Dubai businessman to build U.S. data centers.
The first phase of the project will be in Texas, Arizona, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Ohio, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana.
Trump also vowed to reverse the new Biden administration ban on new oil and gas drilling, and he commented on his upcoming sentencing in the hush money case.
I mean, we have a judge in New York who's a very crooked judge. I'm under a gag order. I can't even talk about aspects of the case that are the most vital aspects.
The body of Jimmy Carter is being brought to Washington today after several days of observances in Georgia. CBS's Mark Strassman.
It was Mr. Carter in 1977 who started the tradition of newly elected presidents walking the inauguration parade, and today his family will walk with him down Pennsylvania Avenue one last time when his remains are carried on a horse-drawn carriage from the U.S. Navy Memorial to the nation's capital.
The U.S. has transferred 11 Yemeni men to Oman after holding them for more than two decades without charge at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. CBS's Ellie Watson.
These are 11 men who have never been charged with crimes, have been held for more than two decades. In many cases, a review process found that many of them were eligible for transfer, did not pose a threat to national security years ago. And now the government of Oman has decided to accept them.
15 prisoners remain at Guantanamo. Overseas, more than 100 people were killed when a strong earthquake shook western China and areas of Nepal. The BBC's Laura Bicker in Beijing says remote areas were hit hard.
These roads are really high. They are small roads. They are very remote. So getting any aid, getting the help that these people need will be very challenging indeed.
The strongest winds in years have dramatically raised the fire risk in Southern California. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
The wind speeds are upwards of 35 to 45 miles per hour through the end of the week, but gusts can reach up to hurricane force speeds, which is upwards of 80 to 100 miles per hour.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 29 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine City Council will consider a $2 million proposal to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into affordable housing. The plan being talked about tonight involves tearing down the church and building four new homes for low-income residents. Kenosha Unified is hosting town hall meetings to talk about a proposed tax increase. The $23 million operational referendum for February is the topic at a meeting Thursday at Bradford High School. A vigil was held Sunday for Joseph Lee, who died after an attack in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. Inmate Devontae Caraway is likely to face homicide charges. He was in lockup already for charges including attempted homicide. Snow totals from yesterday varied, with Racine and Kenosha getting about 5 inches. More snow may return this weekend. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A Foxconn affiliate has purchased 20 acres of undeveloped land near the Foxconn complex in Mount Pleasant. It's not known yet what the property will be used for. And Aurora Healthcare has reintroduced mask requirements. It's for visitors at all of their Wisconsin facilities. Hospital officials say it's due to increased respiratory illness. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs reaching the mid-20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows will crash to near 10, and for tomorrow, back to the low 20s. Start to get a little boost Thursday and into the weekend with chances of snow on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
WRJN. Harvey's the rest of the story in 30 seconds, all about a book with only 17 words in it. But it changed everything. Paul Harvey's rest of the story, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into Racine Disc Center.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. Zerna Sharp, born August 12, 1889, Hillsburg, Indiana. As the eldest of five children, she was rather prepared for the role of teacher. It seemed there was always some little body in need of knowledge or counsel or comfort. What do you know? Zerna became a grammar school teacher, age 17, then a school principal in LaPorte, Indiana. Even more lay ahead of what would have been her lifetime in the field of education. Now, for years, Zerna wrote to Chicago publisher Scott Forsman and Company, encouraging them to publish a better elementary school primer. Eventually, the Forsman people wearied of Zerna's barely disguised criticism and offered her a job as a textbook editor. And she accepted. It meant leaving a comfortable position, uprooting, moving to Chicago. But this was Zerna's big opportunity to make an impact on American education. So let's move forward now to 1930. Zerna Sharp is 41, by now established in the publishing business. Should have felt fulfilled, but she was frustrated. Many afternoons you might have seen her on Lake Michigan Beach, gazing out over the water, wondering. Writing primers, communicating with young children in printed words, was not as easy as she had once imagined. As a teacher in the first grade classroom, Zerna had been able to communicate with her pupils. But books for children that young were more like barriers. Silent, sometimes confusing, potentially discouraging barriers. Then one day, Zerna Sharp just looked up. All around her on the beach were children playing, children calling out, talking, communicating with one another. For the first time in her career as an educator, Zerna really listened to them. Not as a teacher, not as a textbook editor, but as one of them. And suddenly the world of children unveiled itself before her eyes. Sentences, short, often words implicit. Words often repeated. Not just look, but look, look, and throw the ball, and see the girl run. Phrases packed with meaning, stripped of the superfluous. Children may hem and haw when speaking to adults, Zerna observed, but while communicating with each other, they seem more direct. And so was born on the shores of Lake Michigan an institution. You see, Zerna Sharp listened carefully to those children. She wrote down what she heard and the notes she garnered formed the basis for the first book of its kind, a book containing only 17 words, which spoke to youngsters as no book had ever spoken before. In that slender volume, as in its sequels, only one new word would be introduced on each page, and no more than five new words in each story. Of course, the characters which would befriend beginning readers for generations, a cat called Puff, and a dog called Spot, and a boy and girl who once played on the Lake Michigan sands, a boy and girl named Dick and Jane. Zerna Sharp wrote those books? Oh, no. Oh, no. They, the boys and girls on the beach, wrote those books. Dick and Jane. Sound familiar? I hoped it would. For now you know the rest of the story.
Great story. Paul Harvey, rest of the story. Heard twice every Monday through Friday. 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 every noontime here on WRJN.
To Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you.
hits, WRJN. The Carpenters did that song too, but that's the original by Peter Noon and Herman's Hermits on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up next hour, 1:45-ish. This one by a guy who, about the same time that the song was hitting the top 10, got his own network TV show. Back when there were only three networks. It's on the way from WRJN.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
It's so hard, give me water. I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, boy.
WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try.
Hits WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Now from the Radio Park Newsroom, here's Stuart J. Waddles with another update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you check the Racine City Council agenda for tonight, you'll see some scheduled church chat. The council will convene to consider a $2 million proposal aimed at converting the former St. Nicholas Episcopal Church property into affordable housing. The plan involves tearing down the church and putting in four new homes for qualified low-income residents. The city council meeting, the first of the year, starts at 6 tonight. There's a town hall in Kenosha this week to talk about raising taxes. The Kenosha Unified School District is hosting a series of town hall meetings to discuss a proposed operational referendum aimed at addressing financial challenges. The first meeting is scheduled for Thursday at Bradford High School. Officials will try to explain how the $23 million revenue limit increase could help close a projected deficit. If approved in February, the referendum would result in a property tax increase of about $250 for the owner of a $200,000 home. And Racine and Kenosha topped out at around 5 inches. Snow totals from yesterday vary depending on the area, some more, some a lot less. Areas further west didn't see any at all. Snow may return this weekend. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs reaching the mid-20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows will crash to near 10, and for tomorrow, back to the low 20s. Start to get a little boost Thursday and into the weekend with chances of snow on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
WRJN.
Thank you.
Blues Timeless Hits, WRJN, Three Dog Nights. Sold 4.5 million copies of that song when it first came out. Joy to the World. And it doesn't sound like any other Three Dog Night song. So when I met up with Danny Hutton of Three Dog Night, I mentioned that to him, and his response was interesting. Why doesn't Joy to the World sound like any other Three Dog Night song?
I cannot tell you why. If I knew why, we'd had a lot more 4.5 million sellers.
Okay, that's fair. I love the man's honesty. Three Dog Nights. More from them in a bit. First out of Cleveland, The Outsiders, WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN. That's a song that was number one twice by Bananarama, and that version from Shocking Blue on WRJN.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you.
jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And when we say timeless, we mean songs like this song, which won both Record of the Year and Song of the Year. And it was the last one recorded for the album whose title it bears. Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel, WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are side, oh. when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. Never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, it brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say it, please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me.
You got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say it, please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
Alright.
Never thought I'd say it, please. Girl,
you got to be.
Got to my soul.
You got to be.
You got control.
You got to be.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's an early Beatles song that features a rare lead vocal by George Harrison on WRJN.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President-elect Trump says he won't rule out the use of military force to take control of the Panama Canal and Greenland.
I can't assure you, you're talking about Panama and Greenland. No, I can't assure you on either of those two. But I can say this. We need them for economic security.
And about Canada possibly joining the U.S. as he's floated, he said he'd rely on economic force. And as he announced new investment in U.S. data centers from a Dubai businessman, Trump also vowed to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Next up, Washington, as the outpouring continues for the nation's 39th president, Jimmy Carter.
As the U.S. Army Band played stirring renditions of Amazing Grace and Blessed Assurance, Carter Center staff looked on as the flag-draped casket was put in a hearse. The Carter Center's Kelly Callahan.
President Carter is my hero.
More than 23,000 people filed through here to pay their respects to the nation's 39th president, among them Tammy Tannenbaum.
To honor a great man. So I don't think they make politicians like Jimmy Carter anymore, sadly.
Former president will return to Georgia on Thursday following his state funeral for a private burial in Plains. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his platforms, including Facebook and Instagram, will no longer use third-party fact-checkers, saying their biases with